This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry, prayerfully and financially, are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's WCNO.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional here on the Treasure Coast. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, Executive Pastor at Truth Church, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgardner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen, take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Murder began in the family. Started in a family. There was never no such thing of murder until one brother killed another brother. Amen. And today, how many know most of the murders that take place in our country specifically take place amongst people who know each other and who are oftentimes related to each other? Really, the first family who had a messed up marriage and had children that committed murder. Some of y'all ought to be feeling better already. The load's lifting. We go to the father of our faith, Abraham. He has a wife named Sarah. How many know he was not just married to Sarah, but Sarah was his half-sister? Oh, no. Yes, that's true. Sarah was his half-sister. He was married to her. How many know that Sarah was not able to have any children, but the promise was that her and Abraham would have children. So all of a sudden, she gets a little bit discouraged, and Abraham's discouraged, and Sarah comes to Abraham, and she says, Abraham, look, we need to buy this promise from God thing ain't working out. I ain't having no baby, and I just can't keep doing this. I'm getting old. You're just wearing me out. I can't keep doing it. And Abraham, we're going to have to do something. I want you to sleep with my handmaiden. I'm just going to give her to you. Come on, is that a little bit dysfunction? We're going to let her have a baby for us because we're supposed to have children of the promise, and I can't have one, and God promised one. So she brings this other woman to Abraham, and then this other woman has a baby, and they call him Ishmael. And the Bible says that Abraham is absolutely insanely in love with Ishmael. He loves this kid. It's his offspring. All of a sudden, he's seeing that he has a possibility of having a legacy. But then all of a sudden, God comes to Abraham and says, No, you messed up. I didn't tell you that your promise was coming through a different woman. I told you that your promise was coming from your wife, Sarah, that Sarah was going to have a baby. And then 25 years after the promise, Sarah, all of a sudden, at 90 years old, gets pregnant. And now she's got a baby. Now, just follow me for a minute. How many of you understand that when the baby's daddy and two baby mamas are living in one house, that's a problem? Come on, amen. See, some of y'all need to read the Bible a little bit different. Sometimes we just read it with the holy eyes and the thuses and the these and the thous and all the out thars. And we're just all religious and Godfather Abraham, holy God. No, Abraham was in a pickle. He had two women in the tent with babies with each one of them. And Sarah said, come on now, listen, let me just tell you something, Abraham. This woman that is not the woman of the covenant needs to get out. And the Bible says that in the midst of all this chaos and all this jealousy, and we got all kinds of dysfunction in the tent, next thing you know, this woman that's in covenant all of a sudden is in the tent with Isaac, and the woman that was not in the covenant is out living in the desert with Ishmael, and Abraham didn't get to see Ishmael no more. This kid that he loved, amen. I mean, that does sound a lot like the modern family. Isaac grows up, and he has a wife named Rebekah, and Rebekah has a child, has two children, Jacob and Esau, and they fight in their whole life, stealing from each other. Jacob stole Esau's birthright, tricked him. And then Jacob decides he wants to get married to this beautiful girl. He goes to his uncle, and he says, I just want to marry this girl. She's so beautiful. And the uncle says, okay, work for me for 7 years. He shows up at the wedding, lifts up the veil, and it's the ugly daughter. He said, what have you done to me? He said, you need to work another 7 years if you want the pretty one. 14 years for two wives. And finally, he has 12 children. And out of the 12 sons, 10 of them decide to plot and murder one of them. And when it comes time to kill him, throw him in a pit, sold him into slavery. The favorite child ends up in slavery, ends up in prison because his brothers put him there. And listen, we have not even got out of the first book of the Bible. Come on, are you here? There's 66 of them. Is everybody all right? You talk about Moses, who would lead the people out of Egypt. He didn't have enough sense that he had a covenant with God to circumcise his own sons. And it took a non-coveted wife to come up to him and say, you need to get into covenant with your God. What's the matter with you? Eli, the high priest, who could have been one of the best high priests in all the land of Israel, could not discipline his own sons. And they created wildfire, took bribes from people. They stayed drunk. They slept with whores. And the Bible says that they got drunk in the temple, and it caused the glory of God to be departed from Israel when the Ark of the Covenant got taken captive. Come on. Samuel, the greatest prophet in the entire Bible. God said this about Samuel. His words never fell to the ground. His words never fell to the ground. In other words, everything Samuel ever prophesied came to pass. Samuel, the prophet. And his own children refused to serve God. Come on, are you here this morning? King David. There's nobody more mighty in the Bible than King David. He could kill giants. He could have no enemies on all of his borders. Everybody was in fear of King David. But he had one son that murdered another son because that son raped a daughter. He himself slept with a married woman, put her husband on the front line, had him killed, married the woman, and had a son by her. Two sons. One died. Come on. Dysfunctional? And then the oldest son that murdered the other son that slept with the sister and raped her, he actually started a civil war in Israel and tried to take the kingdom away from David. and was hunted down by David's general and killed. You think you had some problems in your family? King Solomon, David's son. The Bible records him as one of the most wise people in all the earth. Inherits this dysfunction from his father. Do you know what never left David's kingdom? Sexual immorality. Lust. Followed him all the days of his life. David was a great king. He was a God, man after God's own heart. But do you know how bad he was twisted up in lust? When he was old and dying, they didn't know how to tell if he was dying. They said, well, let's take a 15-year-old virgin and put her in the bed with him. We'll see if he's alive. Solomon, who was supposed to be the wisest king of all time, 400 wives, 300 concubines. I don't care how you stack that up. That's two women every day. You think there might have been a little bit of a lust problem in his family? Come on, amen. I think we need to talk about this. I think we need to see what the Bible has to say about this. You say, what about Jesus? Jesus had a good family, you know. And if you come from a Catholic background, then you know that Mary is like sainthood. Jesus spent his whole life with his mother, being accused of being a child that was conceived out of wedlock. Are you here? Huh? In Matthew 13, even after the rabbis came, do you know they referred to him as the son of Mary? The son of Mary. That's not how you call somebody in the Hebrew days, in Jewish days. You call them by the name of their father. The son of Mary. That's tantamount to saying, you bastard. And I really don't know a whole lot about Mary's mothering skills. I mean, she was an incredible lady. She was, you know, the virgin birth and all. But did you know that her and Joseph left Jesus for 3 days? They lost him? I mean, how do you lose your kid for 3 days and don't know he's missing? Mary and Joseph sitting down there, where's Jesus? He hadn't been to breakfast for 3 days. We left him in Jerusalem. I can just see a little donkey running as fast as it can. Blah, 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 blah. Mary jumps off. Jesus is having revival. He was in the middle of something. And Mary said, you better. And he was gone.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute. But first, I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There is ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's children's church, youth group, or senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
Listen, building a family that will last is not something that just happens. It's not going to happen because you come to church today. It's not going to happen because you're listening to this series today. It's not going to happen because you bought a Bible or you read your Bible. It's not going to happen because you watch Joyce Meyer enjoying everyday life on TV, although it's very good to watch. I'm going to give you a few things this morning. You can write them down if you want to. The first one is this. There must be a committed life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. If your family is going to matter, there must be a committed life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10, as a wise master builder, he said, I have laid a foundation. He understood that every house was going to have to stand on a foundation. Everything stands on a foundation. The foundation has to be laid if you're going to build. Amen. And he said that foundation, watch this. There is no other foundation that is laid except that which I have laid. And that foundation is Christ Jesus our Lord. You have to have Jesus Christ as the foundation of your family if your family is going to matter. In other words, the foundation of your life cannot be position. The foundation of your family cannot be position. The foundation of your life cannot be about a title. It cannot be about prestige. It cannot be about privilege that you might have enjoyed. I mean, you know, that now instead of just hundreds of thousands of millionaires in our country, and the divide between the poor and the middle class is disappearing. We have an extraordinary amount of millionaires in our country today, and now the new thing is the amount of billionaires that are popping up all over our country, which tells you right there that there are hundreds of thousands of children being raised in so much privilege that they don't never have to work a day in their life. They have a life of entitlement. They have privilege. But I mean, their life is usually just a big mess. They don't have a work ethic. They don't know how to rightly relate in society. They don't understand character. And they're always getting in trouble. We hear about it on the news all the time. What about this young kid, this kid of privilege that went through Santa Barbara, California, and just killed all those people? Why? Because he was rejected by a girl. He felt like he should have the privilege. Listen, privilege can never be the foundation of your life. You can't build your life on the fact, boy, I feel like I got it all together and I got a lot of money. I ain't got to never work, so I don't have to worry about nothing. I can just go as I please. You cannot build a successful marriage on sex. You know, I just talked about two things that people never talk about in church, money and sex. Y'all sitting there looking at me like I'm crazy. Two things, money and sex. I mean, that's the two things that all of us deal with the most, that we don't know how to handle the most. That's the two things we get screwed up in the most. We're either all sexed up or sexed out, or we ain't got enough money, or we blow too much. And some of y'all in here, I know some of y'all have passed over that stage in life, and you know that the reality is you can't build your life on that. Listen, let me just say this to everybody that is single in this room this morning. Some of you believe that if you could just get married and have sex every day, then you would be the happiest person on the earth. For all the married people in the house, let me just tell you. That ain't true. Listen. That'll wear you out. If you think you're going to get married and you're just going to build that relationship on a physical relationship, let me tell you right now, it will not last. It can't last. That cannot be the foundation of your life. There has to be more. The beginning of the foundation of your life has to be a committed life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And hear me, before you choose a man or you choose a woman, you must first choose Jesus. Jesus has got to be first in your life. And if you choose Jesus to be the Lord of your life, then he can deal with whatever it is in your life that's going on with the man or the woman that you're having a problem with. Because Jesus will be in the middle of it. Amen? That just tickles me, because sometimes we just think we got it all figured out. When it comes to relationships, we don't want God to be involved. And that's where we need him the most. We have to have a committed life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. So whether you're single or married, it has to be built on Jesus first. Somebody say Jesus first. The second thing I want to tell you this morning is we have to build our family on convictions. Somebody say convictions. We have to have strong convictions in every family. Can I just tell you what the definition of convictions is this morning? It's being in a state of being convinced. I'm convinced about something. It's a fixed or a strong belief. It's something that you are persuaded about. It's something that you are convinced of. Listen to me. Listen very carefully. Watch this. If everything in your life is optional, then nothing is important. I'm going to try it again. If everything in your life is optional, then nothing is important. You'll never value anything in your life. Nothing in your life will have any importance to you. When it comes to biblical convictions, watch this. That means that there are going to be strong beliefs in your life that are derived from the Word of God, that are based on the Word of God. You have a conviction about the Word of God. I believe that the foundation of my life is Jesus. And once that foundation is laid in my life, the next thing I need to put on that foundation is a firm belief system in the Word of God. I've got to believe what the Word of God says about me. We have to believe that the Bible is really God's expression. It is really God's plan. It is God's manual. It is His Word to us that He wants to make known to us so that we can live the destiny of our lives that He created us to have. How many of you recognize this morning that the Word of God is really just the will of God? You ever gone to a funeral and they're going to read the last will and testament? Well, what do you think the New Testament is? It's the will of God. It's the will that God left. The Word of God is the will of God. Isaiah 40 declares that the grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of God abides forever. I mean, a forever is a long time. I mean, there ain't enough seconds on the clock to be able to track forever, because forever is off the clock. Jesus said this, not one jot or one tittle of my word will ever be removed. The word's going to be here forever, long after you're gone, long after your body turns back to dirt and your bones get brittle. The word of God will still be here. Amen. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And what? It did not fall. Why? For it was founded on the rock. Now listen, everybody in this room, there's going to be windstorms in your life. Hear me. There's going to be trouble in your life. There's going to be things that blow against your house. There's going to be storms that come in your life. It's going to rain. How do you know every day is not sunshine and shade? We know that, don't we? Amen. There are going to be days when things get difficult. There are going to be times when people are difficult. There's going to be days when you don't agree with each other. There's going to be days when you just want to smack your kids silly. There's going to be days where you're frustrated, days where everything looks bad and nothing's coming up the way it's supposed to. There's going to be storms that come to life. And look what he says in verse 26. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine, you got to hear it. Everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And watch this, watch this. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and it beat on that house, and it fell. And what? And great was its fall. One translation says like says this: it was a great crash. A great crash. There are families today crashing all over America. Everywhere. Dysfunction is killing. Dysfunction is separating. Dysfunction is hurting. Dysfunction is rejecting. And the main reason why families crash, the main reason, it ain't the reason, but the main reason why families crash is because there is no firm conviction. People live with a very optional mentality. There's no strong enough belief system to say, we ain't going there, and we ain't doing that. I ain't going to build my life on that. I ain't going down that road. I ain't going to put my trust in that. I'm putting my trust in God. I believe the word of God. How many know that strong convictions are imperative if your family is going to function the way it's supposed to? If your family is really going to matter, strong convictions have to be there.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgarner. I hope you'll tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981. To pay by phone or to make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day. See you next time on The Revealing Truth. The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional here on the Treasure Coast. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Thank you.